You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Really excited to check in with my pal Tony Danza, who is at Studio 54, or will be tomorrow, and going to be there through Saturday. Doors open at 5:30, and Tony is doing a series called Standards and Stories. But Tony, I'm excited. So you have a lot of news, and this is also a great opportunity. So fill me in. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, well, so nice to talk to you, Joan. I was wondering how you were. I'm well. I've been really busy. I've been traveling around, but as you said, I'm at Below 54 on Monday, which is one of the great places to play in the city. It's so much fun. It's one of the only cabaret places with a stage. So it's really exciting. But also, I'm just really excited because not only am I working and doing all this stuff and things are great, but my daughter, my youngest daughter, Emily, is getting married October 15th. One I'm doing right now is writing the speech.
Oh, my God.
I was going to use a little bit of Honeymoon in Vegas. You know, her name's Emily. And remember, Betsy's getting married. So Emmy's getting married. Yes, sirree, it's true. Finally, CJ got it through his head. Emmy's getting married. Almost overdue. 8 long years of holding tight. Crossing her fingers every night. You better believe she's wearing white. Because Emmy's getting wed.
Tony, that is great. And you better not cry.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I got to cry. Are you kidding?
Your baby.
This is really something. My baby. Yeah, it's really something. Very, very excited. Really excited. And so, and then, you know what else? I'm playing the Catalina Bar and Grill in Hollywood, a jazz club out there in November. I open November 1st out there. You know, I had 2 great weeks at the Carlisle in June. I've been doing Raising Canaan, which is a show on Stars. I'm actually playing a bad guy. It's a lot of fun. I've been traveling around the country doing my show, and it's just been a great time. It's been a great time. It's, you know, after all that time of staying in, it's been pretty nice to get out.
I know. I was going to say that it's like breathing again afraid to take the full breath because we've
I think we still have to take short breaths because, you know, still 400 people are dying a day, John. I mean, there's no getting around this thing. It's still hanging, you know. Yeah, it's scary. So
I know.
But funny. I was doing some interviews today, some live radio interviews, and I also had my vaccine appointment. So I did the interviews while I was on live today when I got my shot.
That's a riot.
And then I was in a Walgreens doing the interviews in the corner, and the manager saw me. He didn't know who I was. I had a mask on. He came over to me and said, "Sir, you can't do this. You know, people feel uncomfortable. You're walking around," you know, because I was walking and talking.
Right.
And I said to him, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it. And then I told him, "Oh, by the way, I'm Tony Danza." And he goes, "Oh, forget it. Don't worry." So they thought I was nuts, I guess. So
yeah, there's something to fame.
I love this city. I just love this city. I'm telling you. Man, Joan, it's the craziest thing. I walked across the park from Park Avenue to Columbus, and thank God I beat the rain. I beat the rain, but it was fabulous. The park is so beautiful right now. You can't believe it.
The park is gorgeous, but the city with the UN and the president who was here.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you couldn't move. I was in a cab the other day meeting a friend for dinner. I forgot that you can't do that during these times.
It's total gridlock. It's unbelievable.
Right? I had to get out of the cab. The cops stopped all the cars. You can't cross town. And it was okay. You know, in New York, we walk whether we like it or not.
Well, that's one of the things I like about it, though. You know, I was just out in L.A. I was out there for a while because I was doing a show. I did this Tacoma FD, which is, do you remember that, what was it called, Super Troopers? That movie, that crazy movie, Super Troopers, where those two guys have a TV show called Tacoma FD, Fire Department. It's about a fire department station, and I play an angel. It's like A Wonderful Life. I come back and show this guy what it would be like if he hadn't been born. So it's a really fun part. But I was out in L.A., and, you know, I was knocking around there and stuff and everything else, but I just missed home. I missed New York. I really do.
You're such a New Yorker. Do you keep anything in L.A., an apartment, a house?
I have my son built me a little apartment behind his house, so I don't have to. So I go and stay there. What's funny is every time I'm there, I'm staying with them. I got the two grandsons. The little guy, he's 11 now. So every time I go, all right, I'm going to go out to my apartment, and he goes, you mean our apartment?
The kid is smart. He's actually got a New York head.
Oh, he really does. I say to him, be good. He says, I won't. You know, I like, oh, I'll give you a fat lip, kid.
That is really funny. But your kids love living in L.A. My son is in L.A. He loves it.
Yeah, no, my daughters are both. You know, Emmy was here. Emily was living here. And she met this guy here. And he's
How'd she meet him in New York?
He was working as a chef. He was working as a chef. He was one of these smoke jumpers. These guys that jump out of the plane and run up the hill into the fire.
Oh.
And he was also moonlighting as a chef. And she met him at this restaurant. They started 8 years ago. And they started going out. And the culmination is October 15th. In L.A. And he's from L.A. originally, so they migrated back.
Wow. Is he going to still be in the fire business?
Yes, he's going to be in L.A., but he's an L.A. city fireman, so it'll be, he's not running up hills. It's dangerous enough, but at least he's not running up into the fires, into the hills.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, every woman listening, we get constant questions. Where can I meet someone? Where can I meet someone? We have to set your daughter up in business.
Well, see, let me tell you, she's what a good kid she is, too. You know something, Joan? You know that old saying about you're only as happy as your least happy child?
Exactly. Yeah, I grew up hearing that.
I have three, right? My son. My two daughters, and I just am lucky. I have these wonderful, hardworking, just incredible kids, loving, warm, just, it's mind-boggling. It really is. My son's like my best friend in the world. And by the way, my son is 51 years old now.
How'd that happen, Tony?
He was just a little kid. He was 7 years old when he did Taxi. When he did the two episodes of Taxi, he was 8, 7 and 8. And now he's 51. So.
Oh, my gosh. Is he acting?
What happened, Joan? He did a couple of shows. He was really funny. He imitated Danny. So they said, let's put him in a show. And they wrote a couple of episodes. And he's great. He's the little kid in a wheelchair. Have you ever seen the show with the kid in a wheelchair?
That's my son.
Anyway. He did the show, and then he started getting offers. And I went with him to read for something. And they said, thank you very much when he finished. And I said, oh, come on, we're not going to do this. And I told him, don't do it. And I didn't let him. And I'm glad I didn't, because he's a wonderful kid. He's got these two boys. He's married 25 years.
Oh, my gosh. How could that be? I still think of him as a baby.
I know, a little baby, but he's wonderful. He's a good kid. And he's doing something that I'm really proud of. You know, he owns a sports camp. And he has like 150 kids a day. And they're all ages. He gives everybody nicknames. There's a lot of tough love. But he is really, really, he's got autistic kids there. And he deals with all of these kids. It's unbelievable. And my grandson, the older one, Nick, he's 17 now. He's a counselor there. He works for him. And it's just this incredible thing. I started my program, you know, with the PAL. We've left PAL. We are now the Stars of Tomorrow Project, a teen acting program. We're out on our own. We just started. And I have to say, it's much like what we're doing with the kids here. He does over there with those kids, because it's life lessons. It's not just a sports camp, and it's not just an acting class. it's a life class, and it's a life camp, and it's amazing to see. It thrills my soul to see him doing such incredible stuff.